Bradford Sanders wrote, I love your programming and appreciate all you add to the Wilmington community. I'm wondering about the schedule for This American Life, normally heard noon on Saturdays with a rebroadcast the following Friday at 7 p.m. However, several times in the last few months, there has been a new broadcast on Friday night, which was repeated the following day at noon. I wrote back to Mr. Sanders, we record these shows for later broadcast, and the distribution method and time have changed for This American Life. Operationally, it is now more efficient for us to record it prior to Friday and to repeat on Saturday. And it makes promoting the shows easier to do as well. For example, we no longer have to spell out that one program will be on Saturday, whereas another program will be on Friday. Mr. Sanders replied, actually, I prefer the new episode on Friday with a repeat on Saturday, and I've been pleased with the new schedule, so unless you receive complaints, please keep it that way. Bravo to your excellent team, broadcasting, and contributions to our community. Listener Donna Howard wrote, I was disappointed in the, quote, news, unquote, report on Saturday, August 30th on Tom Goolsbee. While it may be news that he has formed a lobbying practice to lobby in the state Senate that he just resigned from, I believe that part of the report, quoting from the Star News, which is where I think the story came from, while he's open to hearing from anyone who might be interested in his services, Goolsbee said he's particularly interested in lobbying for economic development, pharmaceutical companies, and the healthcare industry. This sounds more like an advertisement for customers. Please limit the news to news and not ads. I wrote back to Donna. As our newscaster indicated on the air, this was taken from a story in the Star News. We believe that identification of the types of clients Mr. Goolsbee will be seeking is a legitimate aspect of the story and one that listeners might want to know. Listener Judy wrote, the BBC provides an excellent non-American opinion on news. Not only do they offer a different slant, but they also bring other stories that are not covered by USA news channels and reporters. I grew up listening to NPR in Rochester, New York, WXXI, great station. Fortunately, we were close enough to the Canadian border to receive CBC, or Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, broadcasts. The CBC newscasts opened my eyes to appreciate other opinions and ways of life. On 9/11, I was at home due to illness and watched the carnage as the World Trade Center crumbled. That night, and for many nights following, I listened to the BBC and their foreign correspondents. American stations were broadcasting surprise. How could this happen here? The BBC and other stations were of a different opinion. America was a target. It was just a matter of when. Please keep the BBC nightly news. America can't solve the world's problems alone. Everything is a global issue now. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. Stay tuned for more news about the BBC coming up in the next few weeks on WHQR. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.